Agricultural programming is made possible by Lerner Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Lerner Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Lerner Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
And now joining us with our pre-opening commodity market report here on AM 580 is our Director of Agriculture Programming, Dave Dickey. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay. And good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending August 7th. The numbers look like this. In millions of bushels, wheat this year 23.9, corn this year 15.2, next year 37.4, soybeans this year -1.8, next year 4.4. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Alan Dearden of AgReview. Early calls for the Midwest cash hog markets today are mostly steady, with some weaker tones also seen. Terminals are called mostly steady to weak, with top prices from $56 to $63. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $56. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, August 13th, negotiated swine purchases were 16,298 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $78 to $88.39, the weighted average $84.99. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $60.63 to $69.35, the weighted average $66.45. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $16,335, the base price range $76 to $89, the weighted average $85.89. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $59.75 to $70.04, and the weighted average was $67.85. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. And first off, I want to say that earlier in the week, I mentioned that there was a system coming in that could have provided us with a rather unsettled and wet weekend. I threw the caveat in there of it was an area of low pressure that if it didn't materialize, we could have a decent weekend. Well, looks like it will not materialize, and we will be shy of rainfall this weekend. We do have some scattered showers, generally west of the Mississippi, the heaviest rain. There are a few pockets of light rain, a couple small areas of moderate rainfall east of the Mississippi River, and there will be some scattered showers in the eastern Corn Belt. But through the weekend, it looks like the heaviest rain will fall to the west, so the weekend forecast and across the eastern Corn Belt is drier than the earlier forecasts for the week. And again, when we talked about the upcoming week's weather early in the week, it was very dependent on an upper-level low that was forecast by the computer models to move into our area. And again, it looks like it's going to hang out across areas in the Rocky Mountains will be the center of it through much of the weekend, and that's going to pull down some very cool conditions for this time of year across the Rockies and maybe even into the western plains, but it also means some heavier precipitation. So net drying now expected through the western Corn Belt most of the western Corn Belt today through Monday, and in the east today through Tuesday, with parts of Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska seeing significant rainfall today and through Friday. Soil moisture throughout the Midwest should be adequate to favorable, with crop development moving ahead through early next week as the region starts to dry down. Rain will return to the western portion of the Corn Belt Tuesday through, looks like around the 24th or the 25th of the month, and in the east, it looks like Wednesday of next week through the 26th. And again, if the model verifies, all areas will receive enough rain to maintain favorable soil moisture profiles. However, if less than expected rainfall does occur, some minor crop stress may start to appear late in the month. High temperatures for the week will be mostly 70s and 80s across the Corn Belt. Sunday through Thursday will be the warmest, with most locations poking into the 80s. Lows will be in the 50s and 60s, even some 40s showing up in Wisconsin and Minnesota A brief period of warning will occur late next week before a cool front crosses the region the following weekend. As far as the Delta in the southeast, a little wetter than today's forecast for the Delta through the middle of next week, and little change is expected for the southeastern states. There is potential for a high-pressure system to develop aloft over the southeastern states over the weekend and next week ahead of a developing tropical system. And if that happens, temperatures will end up warmer than expected and rainfall further suppressed, increasing crop moisture stress to parts of the region. Outside of the U.S., looking at China, development and early maturation of spring and summer crops should continue favorably over the next couple weeks throughout most of China. Exception would be in areas between the Yellow and the Yangtze Rivers, where heavy rain could lead to flooding in low-lying areas. Meanwhile, harvest conditions nearly ideal for late spring and in through areas that are producing the early corn. Our neighbors to the north in Canada, a few showers will occur today. And the southwestern prairie, a few more may occur during mid to late week next week in Alberta. But this should be one of the driest weeks of the summer, with most areas experiencing warmer than usual temperatures after today and restricted amounts of precipitation. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 883, down 3 1/4. Last trade up 13 1/4. December 904, down 5 1/4. Last trade up 12 3/4. September wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 851, up 3/4. Last trade up 15 1/2. December 876, up 3/4. Last trade up 15 1/2. September corn opened at 548, up 9. Last trade up 7. December 567 3/4, up 9 1/4, last trade up 7. March 586 1/4, up 8 1/2, last trade up 6. July 603, up 5 1/4, last trade up 7 1/4. August beans opened at 1288 3/4, up 18 3/4, last trade up 17. September 1284, up 6 1/2, last trade up 8 1/2. November 1297, up 13, last trade up 11. August soybean meal opened at 362, up 250, last trade down a dollar. September soybean oil opened at 5284, up 37, last trade down 16. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView out of Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Looks to me like the export sales for corn today will do nothing to hurt the budding recovery rally.
Sure looked strong, especially this new crop. You know, we've seen the dollar rise in value over the last 3 weeks, and I think exporters are really looking at maybe we ought to do some buying because this dollar is strengthening. When you get export bookings for new crop at 37 million bushel, you have to stand up and notice. The corn market, I think, will be opening at least a nickel, if not a dime, higher. We do still see some speculative interest in the long side of this market, and we do go to expanded limits today, Dave.
Do you think that a recovery rally, oh, I don't know, somewhere into the 580 to 610 area initially is a logical assumption?
I think we will be in the high side of that, in the $6 to 610 range without any difficulty.
Turn your attention to soybeans, please.
On the bean market, we saw negative exports on the old crop, a little bit larger sales on the new. However, that will be a little disappointing to the market. There is good commercial buying in this November bean. We've seen that come in here all week. We still have 77 cents to go before we take out last week's high in the beans. Do you think we can get that done? I don't know. We still need to see March beans up in the $14.50 to $15 area to encourage South American plantings. But right off the bat, we're going to be 8 to 10 higher on the beans.
I suppose 1350 is a level to look at, and if you get there, then maybe you look at 1422.
I would say 1350 on the November beans wasn't a whole lot of trouble. this $14 area probably will be.
A little bit more resistance at that point. What about the wheat? It's putting in a little surprising rally here, mostly on technicals, I guess.
Yeah, we've got a nice double bottom there in the wheat. We'll be a dime, maybe as much as 15 higher. This is that post-harvest rally we typically look at in wheat. Export bookings came in fairly decent, although right within the trade estimates. I think we're seeing export buying and export interest here that's going to be supportive of this market. We may see a $2 trading range next resistance area on the nearby SEP until we get to 920 to 930.
CME livestock?
At the CME, we'll see the futures market mixed, I think, up 20 to down 30 in the cattle. We have stalled out on these beef cutout values. That, to me, is a little worrisome sign for the guys that think the cash market is undervalued. On the hog side, I think we'll be down 30, maybe up 10 somewhere in there. Packers are controlling this market, which should seasonally be a start to higher weight on the hogs, and that usually spills just a lower kind of a drifting market in the hogs.
Have a wonderful day today, Alan.
Thanks, Dave.
Alan Dearden of AgriView in Moreton, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.